We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Yep.
Me and Doc Walker live out of D-City Smokehouse. What is this, Florida and 2nd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Florida and 2nd Northwest come through. Guys, B, I know you're going to have a lot of fun out in Detroit, but I can smell the food happening here. And I think Doc and I are going to enjoy ourselves this afternoon.
Or maybe y'all not hurting sooner. Y'all not hurting me.
Not trying to hurt you. Just saying we're excited.
Yeah. I know the place you're talking about. It's damn good food there. But
How was your evening last night? I know you had the show, but what happened after the show?
I just chilled at Tap.
How late?
I got in about 11 something. I was sitting in there. I met this guy who's he and his wife, I think, are from the Bowie area. They live up here now. His company is here. And, we decided to do some business stuff together over the last – we talked for 3 hours straight, you know. So we're going to do some things together. So it's going to be there's a lot of stuff happening. See, when I'm out, I'm always –
got business on his mind.
Hey, bro.
Well, how's the wit? Do you got the wit brew with you?
No, I don't have that with me, but I can tell you
good,
this.
Good brew.
Hey, JP, that guy that's with you taught me very well.
Hey, I'm just trying to
multiple
keep up,
streams
man.
Of income, homie.
I'm just trying to keep up with the
fingers
guys.
On a hand.
it's obviously a massive day for the Commanders and for the NFL as a whole. We are getting to a spot where we finally get to find out who this pick is. My guy John Clark from NBC Sports in Philadelphia actually caught up with Jaden Daniels yesterday. We're going to play that audio for you. But I talked to a couple people driving down here and this morning, and I still think they're keeping everything close. I don't think they've let the world know. I do think there are some pretty clear indications what it's going to be. But until Roger calls that name, man, I've talked to a lot of people with a lot of information, and in any other year, I would probably feel pretty comfortable with a declaration or even reporting something. Not this year. I think that's how they want it.
And that's how it's supposed to be. You know, the thing about it, like, we talk about why things were so bad last time. You know why things were so bad? Because they had a ship, and the ship had nothing but holes in it, okay? That's why you're going to sink whenever your ship has holes in it. They didn't have no sump pump in that thing. They just had a bunch of holes. Everybody wanted to be the person that told some information, okay? Hell, some of the coaches were the biggest leaks that they had. You know what I mean? So now you don't have that. And I hope it remains like that.
Yeah, I think so. It's funny because I think locally we're all believing it's going to be Jaden, but not – willing to lock that in because, one, these dudes are keeping everything super close to the vest, and two, it depends what you're looking for, Doc, and that's why you're almost expecting the okey-doke.
Yeah, that's what I believe, based on who they hired, who they got rid of immediately, and they did all those things for a reason. Tonight, we'll know.
Are you talking about
Howell
going?
Yeah, you had a quarterback here. You had the best guy I've seen as a human being. Jacoby knew he was better than that kid, and he nurtured him like he was an offspring. And they jettisoned that. They did that for a reason, and we'll find out.
Yeah, I think
I just don't think Sam was sexy enough for what's happening here now.
You know,
and I think that's the ultimate thing.
I tell you what, this stream is going to be interesting because we got to figure out who gets the money when these people send in the $2. Jesus Saves J316 just sent us $2 and said, congrats, DG28. Boom. You can check out the stream on 106.7 The Fan. Cody Shook says, classic, B. Mitch always making money moves. That's correct. Now, I believe this was our friend Nikki Javala was the first to report. I can confirm it. This is also one of these things that nobody really should be surprised by. They're not going to pick up the fifth-year rookie option for Mr. Jamin Davis. To me,
if you're shocked by that, then you don't watch football.
Yeah, the play hasn't been good enough to guarantee the money.
Yeah.
It's kind of as simple as that. If he had, you know, I think there was more progress his second season than this past season. They'd have to guarantee him about $14 million for next year. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think it's the right move. I think if he shows up this year and plays really well, you can figure it out next season. Doc?
You should never have to overpay for anybody if you're in last place.
Pretty fair.
Hey, Doc cuts straight through all the drama and just goes straight to the point. That's it. And then we're in a success-driven, production-driven business. If you're not producing at that level, you don't get paid that money, point blank.
Yeah. Matt Paris put out this tweet of the 2020 draft class, which –
they're all gone?
They're all – not only are they all gone, but two of the members of that draft class are now on the Saints. The Saints have more people from the Washington 2020 draft class than Washington does.
What do you seem surprised?
I'm not surprised, but it just shows how bad the evaluation process was.
Mitchell just said it 10 minutes ago. You got clown show in your brain trust, and you're in last place consecutive year back. I mean, the best thing we have going for us is that we got a whole new outlook. And we just got to be patient enough to let them work, let them do their thing. And these guys now know they got to compete for jobs. They're not going to just be given jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think – I honestly am curious. I think having Bobby Wagner in that linebacker room and a new staff, a defensive-minded staff, a guy like Ken Norton as your linebackers coach – here's what I know, and I know is generally when first-round picks don't get their fifth-year rookie option picked up, more often than not, those dudes don't finish the year with the team. That's just the facts, and I can give you examples. You can look at Chase Young last year or go back to the last rookie that didn't get his option picked up. That was Josh Doctson.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go? And now you've got a dude where they signed two new linebackers that are starters. One of them's a future Hall of Famer in Wagner. Mm-hmm. They have a new linebackers coach that strikes me as a no-nonsense fella.
K-9.
In
he's
Ken
a bad boy on the field. Mm-hmm. We had some battles.
Mm-hmm. I think you better be ready to play right away because when they get to camp and – you know, Quinn and Joe Witt talked about we're in sub packages so often, you know, we don't always have three linebackers on the field. There was this period of time where Jamin got on the field because he was the first rounder. That period of time is over. Like, at best, he's third on the depth chart right now. And maybe in sub packages, Luvu's more of a pass rusher, and you need somebody that can run out there. And what do we know about Jamin? He was drafted because he could run and supposedly cover. But it is hardly a guarantee that come week one, he's on the roster. Hardly.
Unless they put his hand in the dirt and tell him to go attack.
But what if they just
maybe they use him better, right?
What if they come in and get the best out of him? I mean, they didn't get the best out of him before. Like you just stated, he was able to run. And what did they do? They threw him in the middle and wanted him to play a middle linebacker when he had never done that in his life.
Now, that was 3 years ago, though, now. Yeah. Like, at some point, he had an opportunity to play better, too.
Yeah, but when we saw him at his best, he's a guy that they allow to use his athleticism. And for some reason, the coaches that were running things, they did not allow that to happen. So, yes, I mean, there are positions where I would blame the player totally. And in some situations, I'm blaming these damn coaches that we had out there that was too damn stupid to allow a guy to do what he does best.
Yeah, he'll get an opportunity now. I think you can't look at how everything was in Dallas and say that coaches weren't putting players in position to succeed. So if there isn't success, I don't think it's the coaching staff. But we got to wait and see. But we know the fifth-year option is not being exercised.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.